Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
And remember, whatever you do, you shall reap what you sow. Therefore, if we show mercy, God will show mercy. There's a lot of people need mercy. Some things, you know, some people owe me some money. Should I go beat them up and demand my money?
No.
Or should I give them a little bit more time to get it back to me? My wife said, I probably won't see it, so I'm going to give them a little bit more time. Who knows, I might get it back. But I'm going to show some mercy, because we're in tough times today. Would everybody admit that? But we know that God, we want God's mercy to come upon us. And then this, we want God to bless us. We want God to bless us. Who doesn't want God to bless them? Nobody will raise their hands to that. We want God to bless us. But God will bless us, what? According to what? A lot of things. According to how we keep His Word. According to how we walk holy. According to what we're going to talk about today, how we praise Him. Boy, think about that. Someone once said, and I don't know if it's in the Bible, but God inhabits the praises of His people. I'm pretty sure you heard it before. When blessings go up, or when praises go up, blessings come down. I don't know about you, but when I'm going through trouble, just like that Bible said, my wife said, why are you always going through the house singing songs? Well, He told us to. He said, make melody in your heart, sing in song. And I tell you, I just go through singing. I think I can sing too. And I'd be just around the house singing praises to the Lord. And you know where I get it from, believe it or not? Every morning, I remember it so vividly. My dad would get up and in that mirror, he's just shaving and just humming. Boy, he had that deep bass voice, and he just in the mirror shaving and humming those praises. And I'm pretty sure that's where I get it from. And boy, he just, man, I tell you, that man just loved to sing praises to the Lord. And I tell you, we were blessed. My dad had 8 kids, 9. One of them, my brother died early. So actually 9 kids. And I tell you, they were blessed. And we lived in a project. And he was really like one of the only dads that stayed with his wife. So with all those kids, and I tell you, people looked up to him. I kind of felt jealous because I had to share him with everybody. You know, he was treating everybody. I'm like, look, that's my dad. Go find your own dad. But look, but like I say, we got to be merciful. We got to share. But the thing I wanted to show you there is that as we sing melody, as we sing praises to God, He will bless us. And no doubt, to feed that many people, I don't know how He does it. I tell you. So remember, God inhabits the praises of His people. And as we read this, we read throughout, it says, let the people praise Thee. It said over and over, let the people praise Thee. Praise is important to God. Because whenever you praise the Lord, you understand that whatever you're going through, your little temporary situation is that. It's just temporary. You are looking at the bigger picture. You're looking at yourself already in heaven in the presence of the Lord, even with your new body. And you can even praise Him in spite of it. Boy, I tell you, I look for that day when He said, come up hither. And that trumpet shall sound, and the clouds crack open, and we'll stand in for His presence, and we'll ever be with Him. You know, I was talking to Jawan this week. It was so great. You know, Spike Strickland was talking about the kingdom in church. You know, and then they like, well, I thought we're just going to get to heaven and sit down. Oh, no, folks. There's a kingdom. We got work to do. But we'll be in the presence of the Lord. That'll be the difference. That will be the difference. And I tell you, God is so good. Always think about where we're going. As the Bible says, for that joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross. You have to look to where we're at, positionally, but not relationally, knowing that, hey, we're there. We already got the promises of God's Word. We can stand on God's Word. So therefore, no matter what we're going through, we can praise Him.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.